Father God, I thank you for the effort he did to prepare this message. And Father God, that effort will produce a benefit for all of us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. So do you guys hear the birds chirping over here when we were worshiping? You listen to that? So, yeah, it's been awesome, hasn't it? So I have a story about that. So I have a friend who went over and was with her son and some friends at a campfire at midnight about 3 or 4 days ago in Libertyville, and they started worshiping, and for 30 minutes, she said, the birds were chirping at them from every direction at midnight, right? So it's like they were worshiping God too, just like this morning. So it's a beautiful thing. Amen. Amen. Everything that has breath. So we are doing a series on the spiritual gifts, and our intention in this process is to build up the body and to encourage every person to be able to come into that place of being present with God in such a way that you are able to step into the incredible things God has for you in terms of caring and loving for others. So our goal in these discussions is to invite you into that awesome, you know, experience with him, stepping into some new places perhaps, or enhancing what you're already into, so that you are closer to God and have more and more richness and honor and blessing coming into you and those around you. So this is a great invitation. And for those of you that haven't been with us, I'm going to speak for probably 15 minutes here. We're going to go quite quick. And then we will actually call up about 4 people, Jonathan on the phone. And you'll have a chance to affirm them from the congregation, just a few people, 2 or 3 each quickly, affirm them in their gifting. So we love to affirm each other and to recognize what God is doing and then basically be able to say that, you know. It's so good to articulate, you know, what God has done in each of us. It's so good to call that out, to acknowledge that, because that just leads to incredibly good things all the way around. So we enjoy that in a great way. So let's look at the Proverbs as we just start out quickly. Proverbs 25, 11 through 12, like apples of gold in settings of silver is a ruling rightly given. Like an earring of gold or an ornament of fine gold is the rebuke of a wise judge to a listening ear. So God says, the word fitly spoken or a decision about something that is from him that has the power of truth, and yet the grace and the mercy of love is so beautiful and so precious that we treasure and value them. It gives clarity to us. It brings it takes confusion and moves it to the side and allows us to see into the kingdom of God, to see into the good things to do, to see into the connection with people. So from the Old Testament on, God has been concerned about wisdom and honor and blessing people. So this is an incredible thing that we're working with. So the one thing that's interesting about this is for some reason yesterday as I was preparing, the Lord had me work with the story of Achan. And so this is a little bit more of a graphic story. It's not bad, but it's just a little more, it's Old Testament. And it really deals, if you think it through, it deals with wisdom, but it deals with the understanding of why we do what we do. So figuring out, as we're trying to think about speaking wisdom to others and to ourselves, is why do I do what I do? So let's go ahead and hop into that today. The Israelites, and this is out of Joshua 7. So if you want to look at them, we're skipping through a few verses, so I'm taking a bunch of stuff out here, but I tried to keep the real core of what God is up to. But the Israelites were unfaithful in regard to the devoted things. Achan, son of Carmi, the son of Zimri, the son of Zerah of the tribe of Judah, took some of them. So the Lord's anger burned against Israel. So about 3,000 went up, but they were routed by the men of Ai, who killed about 36 of them. They chased the Israelites from the city gate as far as the stone quarries and struck them down on the slopes. At this, the heart of the people melted in fear and became like water. Then Joshua tore his clothes and fell face down on the ground before the ark of the Lord, remaining there until evening. The Lord said to Joshua, "Stand up. What are you doing down on your face? Israel has sinned. They have violated my covenant, which I commanded them to keep. They have taken some of the devoted things. They have stolen, they have lied, they have put them with their own possessions. That is why the Israelites cannot stand against their enemies. They turn their backs and run because they have been made liable to destruction. I will not be with you anymore unless you destroy whatever among you is devoted to destruction." Early the next morning, Joshua had Israel come forward by tribes, and Judah was chosen. The clans of Judah came forward, and the Zerahites were chosen. He had the clan of the Zerahites come forward by families, and Zimri was chosen. Joshua had his family come forward man by man, and Achan, son of Carmi, the son of Zimri, the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, was chosen. Then Joshua said to Achan, "My son, give glory to the Lord, the God of Israel, and honor him. Tell me what you have done. Do not hide it from me." Achan replied, "It is true. I have sinned against the Lord, the God of Israel. This is what I have done. When I saw in the plunder a beautiful robe from Babylonia, 200 shekels of silver and a bar of gold weighing 50 shekels, I coveted them and took them. They are hidden in the ground inside my tent with the silver underneath." So Joshua sent messengers, and they ran to the tent, and there it was, hidden in his tent with the silver underneath. They took the things from the tent, brought them to Joshua and all the Israelites, and spread them out before the Lord. Then Joshua, together with all Israel, took Achan, son of Zerah, the silver, the robe, the gold bar, his sons and daughters, his cattle, donkeys, and sheep, his tent, and all that he had, to the valley of Achor. Joshua said, "Why have you brought this trouble on us? The Lord will bring trouble on you today." Then all Israel stoned him, and after they had stoned the rest, they burned them. Over Achan they heaped up a large pile of rocks, which remains to this day. Then the Lord turned from his fierce anger. Therefore that place has been called the Valley of Achor ever since. And Achor means trouble. So, you know, obviously Jesus has changed the way that we treat ourselves and others when sin is found in the camp, right? So we don't stone people anymore. We don't kill them in that way. But the message of the Old Testament and the connection remains is that God is very serious about why we do what we do, right? So when we are thinking about wisdom or conversation or connections with people, okay, we don't want to be as the world is and simply try to get something for the wisdom. Often, you know, when you're out in the world, and of course this is something that we weigh when we make friends with people, is how much is that person really focused on the truth and on God and the truth of who he is, to honor God and to not be covetous or greedy or needy in a lot of ways, right? Unless there's wounding. So God is always saying to us, understand your own heart and why you're doing things, and do them for me. Do them for me. Figure out a way, you know, if you're feeling like you need something, you're feeling greedy, you're feeling frustrated, you're feeling, you know, anxious about something, okay, we do. We all do at one point or another. Take that to the Lord, right? Say, God, please care for me in this place. Please provide for me, as Byron was talking about today, and as, you know, Bruce, as Jerry, you know, the testimony's given today. God basically set up more provision in a better way for Jerry, right, within this week. And so we have the opportunity to step into loving God and honoring him in that great way, you know, working on our motives in a healthy way to make sure that we are trying to be as accurate to God and as honoring to him and as truthful to him as we can be. Because that is richness in life. That is richness. You know, it's like when a person comes to you, or when you find yourself, when I find myself a little conflicted in my motives, like, well, I'm kind of swaying from here to there and the other. Some of that is just normal, right? Figuring things out, just processing it through. We get that. But over time, it's like we want to be in that place where, yeah, I'm trying to honor God and bless him. No matter what my investment in the process needs to be, I want to be able to do that. I want to get myself under the Lord, in the Lord, with my friends, to that place of blessing God, honoring him, and letting my motives and the things that I do be from him, right? so that I'm not simply trying to get for myself. I'm not just simply trying to get something, some angle for me, doing something in secret, doing something that I'm trying to get an angle. I'm trying to get something going here on the side, right? But I'm trying to do things, you know, to honor God, to bless Him, to spread His love, to spread His commitment, to spread the glory of who He is. And so this is the incredible thing that we do together is focus in on that. We focus in, you know, on who we're worshiping and the fact that we have everything from Him and He brings glory. And so today, even as we talk about words of wisdom, it's like the first thing to really go through is, why am I doing the words of wisdom? Well, in the end, it's to honor God, right? In the end, it's to honor God. In the end, it's to bless God. So this is a great thing. So let's talk about words of wisdom here today. So, as I just said, true wisdom understands the division between truly honoring God and working mostly for myself. So we get that. So, Twyla, did I have some definitions in there?
You had true wisdom.
Okay, here we go. You're right. Let's go to the 1 Corinthians passage here. So in 1 Corinthians, this is what we've been kind of working with, and so we're talking just about wisdom today. So now to each the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one there is given through the Spirit a message of wisdom, to another a message of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the one Spirit. So, wisdom, how do we define it? And the best way to say it is human wisdom is gathering counsel from people and applying understanding, ingenuity, and love to propose and follow healthy and beneficial relationships and actions. So, again, gathering counsel from people and applying understanding, ingenuity, and love to propose and follow healthy and beneficial relationships and actions. So we are talking now about the general idea of human wisdom. We all know some folks that we know that we feel like, you know what, when I get into a situation or I've got a friend in a situation, there are certain people we say, I think I can go to that person, talk about it, let them hear what's happening, and they will have some wise counsel, some wise things to do to bring God in the process and to bring clarity and to let people grow and learn. You know, we all have those people in our lives, right? We kind of look up to them. And so that this too is part of the gift of wisdom from the Lord. Words of wisdom is those people that are wise, that have learned, that have studied, you know, have read, have you know, gone to people that they know are wise, you know, whether it's by reading their books or whether it's talking to them and saying, hey, let me sit down and talk with you. I want to hear what you're thinking because I recognize you as a person of wisdom. And so we all have this, and this is from God because you know, Proverbs is a great place to go. Psalms is a great place to go. You know, especially if you're working through your life and trying to figure out things that have happened in the past that have been very difficult, right? There are counselors out there. There are Christian people that think through with you and talk through with you and work through with you some of the things that have gone on so that you're able to come into more power and beauty and grace in the Lord. There are things we do. And so this is part of what God is up to with words of wisdom, is our general, you know, discussions. And most people out there that are wise are going to agree, right? They may or may not honor Jesus as Lord, but they agree with the general human wisdom. And so even from them we learn, because God grants His common grace to everyone, right? God spreads out the rain and the sun to everybody, and so He benefits all of us with the common things that we do in the good sense that are shared together. So we're always listening to other people to find wisdom as well. We're always listening because God is speaking through a lot of different ways and a lot of different tenors of His voice. You know, God said has different tenors and different tones of voice through different people. So we're always listening to that. So that's a beautiful thing. So St. Basil had a great quote about it. A tree is known by its fruit, a man by his deeds. A good deed is never lost. He who sows courtesy reaps friendship, and he who plants kindness gathers love. So that's St. Basil from the early period of the church. And so And so, you know, a lot of what we do today, a lot of the understanding about God, you know, on top of the scriptures, a lot of the tradition, a lot of the talking together at the high level about how to think about God and define Him, the doctrine, all these things have been built up over the centuries by wise people talking together, putting out, thinking together, arguing at some points, right? Because sometimes we get our energy up and we need to have some intensity going on, right? And that can just mean, hey, this is important stuff, let's engage with it deeply, right? Because we can get, wisdom will bring us through that energy into resolution in the Lord, because that's just what He does. He's glorious that way, right? And we want to put our whole hearts together with Him. So the common wisdom is an incredible place to be able to contribute to the body and to be able to contribute to your friends and individuals. So that's good. And yet, there's more. And, you know, when we talk about the spiritual gifts, you know, we really talk about words of knowledge and words of wisdom. And kind of, folks kind of go, well, what's the difference between the two, right? And I think they're very close. But I think the difference is words of wisdom are a little more general and true in most situations. Words of knowledge may be a specific word to someone that you didn't know that otherwise humanly, right? You hadn't heard it. You didn't know. So God basically puts something, some new information in you to give to them to really break them through into new places with God, right? So that's true. And yet, even in words of wisdom, right, sometimes God does some incredibly spiritual things in that conversation that are powerful. And that's what our church is about. We always want to be here for God. So if He wants to say something directly to somebody that really breaks them through into new places, we are all in on that. In fact, we're probably more than all in. We're probably double all in. Because that's just what we do. You know, that's why we talk to each other after service. That's why we do the open mic. We want to see God working. We want to see Him doing His massive, supernatural things. Things that are beyond the norm, beyond the human norms. Right? That's where we want to be as a church. And we see that, and we love that. And He gives us life. And so really, think about words of wisdom as, you know, both human wisdom and kind of generally accepted stuff, right? The general principles, that's really awesome. It's from God. It's important. It's kind of what we do our life with day after day after day after day. And yet we also have those supernatural breakthrough words of wisdom where God just puts a piece in place for somebody and they go, oh, that makes a lot of sense. All sorts of stuff just clicked into place for me because God gave me a new perspective on my situation, maybe my suffering. God gave me a new perspective on my pain from my childhood, right? God gave me a new perspective on it. Wow, that is wild. Now I've got to think about this for a while because this like shifts everything because God is in that process, right? And so those things are incredible places to get to. Those are incredible places to receive from the Lord. And so we value those, you know, incredibly as well. So we will pray in just a second here. So if you want more of that, let's do that in just a second. I love this last quote, and we're concluding with this. Christopher Cranch said, "We are spirits clad in veils," and I like that. I like poetry. I like pretty much everything except rap. I have a hard time with, but we are spirits clad in veils. And I like that because it reminds us that we are supernatural, right? We're supernatural. We're not defined by this world. This world doesn't define us. We are loved by God. We are honored by God. The physical bodies are important. Yes, they're real. And yet they're simply veils to what comes in heaven one day. In heaven one day, your pure spirit is known and all the limitations of physicality are gone. And we step into the glory of God. And so in words of wisdom or any other spiritual gift, we want to operate in that place, right? We want to operate in that spiritual place, spirits clad by veils, right? So the veils, clarity comes into the veils to let the Spirit come through in a greater, greater, awesome, more incredible way. So it's good. This is good stuff. God gives us incredible things, incredible gifts, incredible abilities in this world. Everything He does, all the gifts He gives to each of us individually and us together, worked together to build the massive, you know, the massive living, loving body of worship to God and honor to Him. So this stuff all works together in a massive, incredible way to build up our community together and every other community that loves God, right? And every other sub-community, all our conversation groups, your friendships, all the places where you're discussing important things in life and God comes up, right? This all these are tools to build up worshiping God, loving Him, and letting His presence really be powerful. So this is good. So if you want, let's do it two phases here. If you want more like common wisdom, like, you know, God's common grace, just like becoming known as more of a wise person, even if you already have some, why don't you raise your hand right now and we're going to pray for impartation. All right, whoever wants to raise their hand here, and then we'll pray for the supernatural one in a little bit here. So we'll do, and you can do both. You don't, it's not a one or other. God is generous. So if you want more common wisdom, go ahead and raise your hand. So Father, we just pray your power on each person right now with their hands raised. We just pray that you would bring more of the common wisdom. Let them understand their life and those around them in a much richer way, and give them words to talk about it, to share. Give them the emotions to match your heart towards them. Give them the truth to be able to speak wisdom and fitting things like gold jewelry into friendships, relationships, and situations. We pray that you would pour out your Spirit. Holy Spirit, we ask you to come in a massive way to bring more and more common wisdom that brings the understanding of the connections of what's going on in each person and those around them to each person now. Holy Spirit, thank you for your power today. Thank you for your glory. Thank you that you are often such a subtle and beautiful imparter of gifts, right? Sometimes you impart things in a very massive way, and it's very obvious. Sometimes it's very subtle. Father, whatever you want to do right now, we just pray that you would impart your common gifts. So we just wait now for about 30 seconds to let you work and speak into people in Jesus' name. Thank you for that, Lord. And now if you want to have supernatural wisdom, words of wisdom, which are a little more into the words of knowledge, but we'll ask the Lord for both for you, right? Don't want to steal the thunder of whoever's talking about words of knowledge, but hey, God is good. It's all good. So if you want more supernatural wisdom, if you want to see God's power and His presence more obviously, then go ahead and raise your hand. And I'm seeing like a picture of eyes right now. So I'm going to pray that. So Jesus, I pray that you would give eyes to see for every person raising their hand here and even the rest of us. Give us eyes to see your supernatural penetration into conversations, into motivations. Father, help us understand our own motivations from your perspective. And purify them and help us understand other people's and to help them in a loving way to purify their own motivations. Let us see into motivations now. Give us eyes to see what you're doing and understanding to be able to let your heart be applied in situations. So Lord, we pray that you would bring incredible supernatural clarity and wisdom and love and connection, Father, to every person here, and especially those that are raising their hand. Father, I'm getting 2 days, so I pray that in the next 2 days, there would be about three or four, I'm going to add on, Lord, I'm hearing three or four, but maybe even more, conversations that each person here raising their hand gets into, that they see you speak to them directly, and give them something to share with people to let your kingdom go forward in power and glory and beauty. We just pray that, Father. We declare that. We love that. Because we want to be spirits clad in veils. We want to live that way. We want to love that way. We want to honor that way. We want to see you doing your incredible stuff. So come down now. Even this afternoon, come down more. Even tomorrow when folks are off work or maybe not working as much, Lord, come down and begin clicking the gears into place to bring more and more power into people's lives. I was listening to the trains last night. Bring more and more power to engage the drive wheels in all our hearts and minds and loving to honor you and bless you. Lord, we just thank you. We bless you. And let's just wait about 15 seconds here and let the Lord touch that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your love. Thank you that you've designed so much richness for all of us. Thank you that your honor, your blessing, and your power is so evident in our community. Father, thank you for the incredible heroes of the faith that sit in this room right now. Thank you for their dedication. Thank you for their investment into you that has gone on over years and decades. Thank you for their generosity. Thank you for them taking the challenging place to try to assist everyone else. We thank you for that. And we pray that you would honor and bless and reward people today in your grace, in your love, in your mercy. Lord, we ask for your incredible presence to fall even more this day to honor and bless your children in the great things they're doing. We just thank you, Lord. Bless you in Jesus' name. So we are now going to continue, and if someone wouldn't mind, Mike, can I ask you to go grab Jonathan from the other room? Jonathan joins us by phone. He's part of our leadership team, and he's very influential, and so he's one of the ones that we're going to be affirming today. So can the folks who are being affirmed come on up? Byron, Casey, Jerry, and Jonathan. All right. Are you? Okay, thank you. How do I do this with the mic, Jerry? When do you want to hold Jonathan? Would that be okay?
Sure.
That way I don't have to worry about the mic. So if you want to hold him up to the mic, that would be great. So, all right, so this is the fun part. So we are going to affirm everybody up here from the congregation. So I know you guys know, these guys have known them for quite a while, most of you. So this is an awesome time for you to share your heart briefly. So why don't we have about three? Well, first, let's say, Casey, what do you say your gifts are? What are the things you say to the mic here?
Wisdom, leadership, and then the third one. Well, because we were talking about helps, remember? And the way that Nancy described it, because it was like someone.